Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos daf Kuf Dalet. The rabbi left off yesterday. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. So we had started a discussion yesterday about, really it was about Shiurim. It was about the concept of being Menadev a Mincha and how large the Mincha could be. So we saw that it could be 60 Esronos, but not 61 Esronos. We saw a couple of reasons for that. And by the by, we mentioned that the Shear of Tumah for Ochel is a Kazayas, and today we're going to talk about the, we're going to start the discussion with the concept of shear of a Nevela, of shear of a Revias of Dam from a Nevela, whether a Revias Dam of a Nevela is actually Mitame or not. So we're going to finish up the discussion until the next Mishnah, Kuvdal Amin Aleph. Kuvdal Amin Aleph is going to talk about if a person is Menadev a certain amount of wine. So we know that sometimes there's wine that accompanies a korban. You could also bring wine separately. When you bring wine separately, you pour it on the mizbeach. It goes down into the shisin, into the little drainage areas in the mizbeach. And the question is, how much wine is one able to be donate? Is one only able to donate an amount of wine that could also be brought together with a korban, or is one able to donate a random amount of wine? And it doesn't matter how much wine he's menadev. It's not necessarily tied to the amount that's otherwise brought with a karban. The parak is then going to conclude with a mishnah that speaks about the concept of whether one is allowed to be menadev oil. So we know that a person's allowed to be menadev wine that we just spoke about. The question is one allowed to be menadev oil? We'll see both zadim. We'll finish the parak, God willing, and we'll start the next parak as well, which talks about what happens if a person is menadev a mincha, but he uses very vague language. So we're not sure exactly what type of mincha he intended or how many menachas he intended. So what a person has to do depending on the type of language that he uses. Okay, so again, the rabbi left off. It's seven lines down from the bottom, two lines up from where the lines get very wide on the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara says as follows. So Amar Rebbe Bibi, Amar Rebbe Shua ben Levi, Maisa b'preda acha shal beis Rebbe. There was a Maisa with a preda in the house of Rebbe, Shemesa, that had died. V'shiru chachamim es dama b'revias. And the chachamim were trying to figure out how much blood came from that mule that had died, and the Chachamim said that it was a Revias of Dam. So what's the big deal that it was a Revias of Dam? So says Rashi, Leidam yesh bo Revias yifarshu mimenu kenevela, because if there was a Revias of Dam, then they would separate from it, they would conduct it, they would view it as if it was Tamei like an Avela. Why? Because they knew that if there was a Revias of Dam and the Dam would congeal, the Revias of Dam would turn into a Kazayas, and we had said in the Mishnah that a Kazayas of an Avela is Metame, so they were trying to see if there's a Revias of blood, which equates to a Shear Kazayas. Why is this being brought down here? What in the world does this have to do with Menachas? And Rashi says, Va'aydi da'ayri le'el b'shiurin, since we were talking about Shiurin, kol midas chachamim kachem, we had mentioned yesterday that the concept of Shiurim, nakanami lahai d'shiur d'rabanan iv Revias Dam, yachalikrosh v'lamin al Kazayas. So we brought this Maisa as well, because this is all about Shiurim as well. This is about the fact that the Chachamim understood that a Revias of Dam, when it congeals, forms a piece that's the size of a Kazayas, and therefore it has a lot to do with the topic that we began discussing yesterday. Tosfos says differently. Tosfos says it's not brought down because of the discussion about Shiurin. Tosfos in the bottom says, Aidi da'ayri b'Rabbi Yehuda Rosh HaMedabrim al Yedei Kesar. We saw yesterday the rabbi discussed why Rabbi Yehuda was called Rosh HaMedabrim al Yedei Kesar. We saw that he was appointed to that status by the Roman government. So because we were talking about Rabbi Yehuda, Kedisa Beperik Mehmet Likin, Maisi Hai Uvda, Rabbi Yehuda Marayna Debe Nasiya, because we're going to see in the Gemara in a couple of lines, also Rabbi Yehuda, in addition to being Rosh HaMedabrim, was also the posek for the Be Nasiya. He was the posek for the Nasi. Deshema Minu Kesar Rosh Al Beis Nasi, and Tosva speculates maybe in addition to making Rabbi Yehuda the Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kal Makom, he also appointed him the posek for for the Beis Hanasi. And so again, the reason that this is brought down is either because it has what to do with the discussion of Shiurim, or because the protagonist over here has to do with the fellow that we mentioned, with Rabbi Yehuda, we mentioned yesterday. So says the Gemara now weiter. So Masav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Heid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseir Al Dam Nevelo Shutar. Why were they measuring the blood of the Nevela at all to figure out if it was a Revius? Maybe that could turn into a Kazayas. Who cares? We have Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira saying that Dam Nevelas is tar. Vamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, Maisa v'ayu nochrim arodios la'arayos be'istra shalmelech. There was a Maisa that they were spearing wild donkeys in order to feed to the lions in the king's military. V'ayu ole regolim shokin al-Rechavoseim Bedam. And there were people who were being Olal Regel, so they were going up to the Beis HaMikdash. They had to make sure that they did not become Tamei. Yet, these Olal Regel were just walking right through the blood of the Nevelas. They were walking right through the blood of these donkeys. They were up to the knees in blood. Obviously, there was much more than Revius, but they obviously didn't care. V'lo Amru Lem Davar. And the Chachamim didn't say anything. So it was obvious that a Revius Dam is not going to be metame. So why are you trying to figure out how much blood there is? Maybe it congeals into a kazayas. Obviously, we see there was much more blood than a Revius, and it didn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, Ishtik. So see, he was quiet. He didn't have a response. So I'm really Rav Zreka, my time aloka mahadermar. How come you didn't have anything to respond? Why didn't you try to reconcile these two brises? Summer lay, so he said something, so Rav Zreka said, so he said, very interesting. So he said like this, but quoting a pasuk from the Tochacha. So Damar Rabbi Chanin, because Rabbi Chanin says, Vayu chayecha tlua micha mineged, that your life hangs for you in the balance, ze lokeach tvua mishana lashana. That's a person who buys tvua on a yearly basis. In other words, he doesn't have his own field, so he can't grow his own produce. He has to rely on the markets to buy produce. But he buys on a yearly basis. In other words, he's always nervous a little bit because he doesn't know if there's going to be enough produce in the market, but he buys once a year. So once he buys for the year, he knows he's all settled. Ufachadata laila biyomam, and then he's afraid day and night. Zelokeach tvua merav Shabbos shalav Shabbos. This is a person who buys tvua only on a weekly basis. So this guy is even more nervous than the guy who buys on an annual basis, because the guy who buys on an annual basis, once he buys for the year, he knows he's good. This fellow, if he buys on a weekly basis, he's always nervous, is there going to be enough? And then it says, Valtamin Bechayecha Zeh Asomech Ala Palter. And Altamin Bechayecha, which is that you have no guarantee, you don't even believe that you're going to be able to survive, that's somebody who relies on a baker. What does it mean he relies on a baker? It means that he literally buys food for one day, on one day for the next. And this guy is in the most tenuous position of all, because every day he has to be nervous, is he going to have food? And what's the whole purpose of this? A flipping to Kuvdalad Amin Aleph, Ahu Gavra Al Palter Samech. And I rely on a baker for bread, meaning I am always nervous. I don't have any Yishev Adas because I'm always nervous. Where's my next meal going to come from? And that's why I don't have the wherewithal, I don't have the clarity of mind and the peace of mind in order to try to start explaining the reconciliation of the brises. I'm too nervous. I'm hungry. I don't know where my food's going to come from. So my havi alai. So, but what's, I say he couldn't answer, but what's the point over here? What happened? So Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Marayno de Benesia, because Rabbi Yehuda, the posek of the base Nasi, and this is what Tosfos was telling us earlier, havi, say he was the posek of the Nasi, va'orele kishmaitse, and he was paskening like his own shita. And what's that? Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shisha dvara mekule beishamai mechurma beis hillel. There are six cases where beishamai is mekil and beis hillel is machmir, even though usually beis hillel is mekil, but six cases where beishamai is mekil. And one of them is dam nevelos, if you have the blood of a nevela, beishamai mitarin, beis hillel mitamin. Beishamai says it's tar, beis hillel says it is tamei. And we paskin over here like beishamai because he's mekil. So why were the Olal of the Regel able to walk through the blood of the mules up until their knees and there wasn't a concern that they were tamei? Because Rabbi Yehuda is Lishitase, he's holding like Beis Shammai over here, that's why. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Afkishetimu Beis Hillel Otimu Elo Bravias. Now we come back to the discussion that we began with. Even according to the sheet of Beis Hillel, who says that the Dam Nevela is Tamei, it doesn't mean Dam Bekolshu, it means only Revius of Dam. Why? Hoel V'yachalik Rosh V'lamad Al Kazayis. Because Revius Dam is one That's enough that if it congeals, then it will form a kezayis, and Tumas Nevela is with a shear of kezayis. So again, Rav Yehuda holds like Beis Shammai that Dam Nevela is not Tame at all. Even according to Beis Hillel, who is Matame Dam Nevela, it's only if the amount of Dam is one that would form the shear of a kezayis, because what we saw yesterday in the Mishnah is the Nevela is Matame be kezayis. Okay. Says the next Mishnah as follows. And again, Lagabe Nisach HaYayin, that comes along with a karban, there are certain nesachim that contain three lugim of wine, which is the nesachim that accompany a keves. There are certain nesachim that contain dalid lugim, four lugim, and those are the nesachim that accompany an ayil. And there are nesachim that contain six lugim, and those are the nesachim that accompany a par. And a person, however, can be nodave wine alone. And the question is, when the person is nodave wine alone, does he have to be nodave an amount of wine that's equivalent to an amount that would be brought along with a karban? Or can he freestyle it? Can he do whatever he wants? So says the Mishnah like this, Ein menadvin lug shnayim v'chamisha. You can't be menadave either two lugin or five lugin. Why? Because there's no corresponding amount that's brought with a carbon. Aval menadvin shloshev rabba v'shisha mishisha lamala. However, you can be menadev either three lugin or four lugin or six lugin, because that amount is brought along with a carbon as well. And you could be menadev more than six lugin as well. So why can you be menadev more than six lugin? And so Rashi explains over here, because once you have more than six, if you do the math, you could break it down into the number of lugin that's associated with two karbanas. So for example, if you have seven, so seven is four plus three. So you take the four from the ayil and you have three from the keves. Eight is four and four. Nine is six and three. And then ten is six and four. And then when you have 11, so we'll see what happens when you have 11. The Gemara starts questioning, when you have 11, do we say it's 4, 4, 3, or do we say it's a busted intention that you actually meant to be menadev the amount of lugin that come along with two parim, and therefore you intend the 12. But the point is that once you get above six, you could always break down the math and try to figure out how the number equates to the number of lugin that would be brought with some combination of karbanos. Okay, so says the Gemara now. So Ibailu, Yesh Kevel and Asachin, Oein Kevel and Asachin. Is there a keva to the Nesachin or not? So what does it mean, a keva to the Nesachin? So we need Rashi. So Rashi says, Yesh Kevel and Asachin, Amar, Hare Alai Kach Vekach Lugin. If a person says, I'm going to bring X number of Lugin, Miavi Keva, Dein Yochalak Rivan Ela Kol Biyachad, Davi Karvi Bekarban Echad, Oein Keva, Vyochalak Rivam Mao Dechazi Bape Nafshayim. So in other words, if a person says, let's say, for example, I'm going to bring five Lugin, or I'm going to bring six Lugin, seven lugin, does he mean that he has to bring it all together at the same time and it's one big offering? Or is there ein keva and therefore he doesn't necessarily have to bring it all at one time? And if he doesn't have to bring it all at one time, then we can have the liberty of dividing his nedava into various different buckets. So we'll say, oh, the guy was menadev seven, he meant four plus three. So are we actually able to do that? So says the Gemara, hey chedami. So what case are we talking about? Could go into Isi Chamisha. So it's so the case is where a person is menadev five lugim of wine. See Amrit Ein Kevel and Nesachin. So if you want to say that there is no keva for Nesachin, so Mashu Chamachriv Arba Minayu, Dechazi La'ayil, Vidach Havinidava. So if Ein Kevel and Nesachin, and if the guy is not bound to bring the full amount at the same time, so why did you tell me in the Mishnah that the guy's not allowed to be menadev five lugin? If the guy's menadev five lugin, let him bring four of the lugin at once, because that's the number of lugin that's brought with an ayil. And the other one, let him put it away in the nedava basket, in the nedava box, and it'll be kept there until we accumulate enough lugin in order to bring another nisach of yayin. So says the Gemara again. And if we say yesh keval anasachin, that he has to bring all of it at once, adam amali lu lo karvi, then until he actually builds up to six lugin, which he's able to bring, because six is the amount that's brought with a par, he's not able to bring anything. So again, the question is, can we bring part of it, the amount that corresponds to a lower level of nisuch, and bank the rest, or do we have to hold off until he accumulates enough to bring everything at once? So what's the halacha? So what's the halacha over here? So the Gemara says like this. So Amar Abaya Tashma, Shisha Lenadava. There were six shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash into which they deposited monies of Nedava. So backing up for a second, the Rashi explains that in Masech HaShkolim there were actually 13 different shofaros. Shofaros were collection boxes. There were 13 different shofaros in the Mikdash. Seven of them, they would deposit money that's described in Maseches Yuma and Maseches Shkalim, which are Tiklin Chadatin, the new Shkalim of this year, Vatikin and the Shkalim of last year, Kinim, it's Kinim, the money for the bird karbanos, Gozlei, Ola, Eitzim, Ulavona, Vizov, Lekapores. So there were seven categories that they would make deposits for. The Shisha Mem Hayil Linadava, Litin Bem Maos, Haholkos Linadavas Tzibor. And Rashi says that six of them were for various different types of Nedava. And what types of Nedava were these shofaros for? Vamrinan Kenegan Mi, and what were these for? Kenegan Moser Chatas, like a Moser Chatas. For example, Rashi says, if you were chayv to bring a Chatas, so you set aside a certain amount of money, and then the price of animals decreased. So you set aside $100, you thought it was going to cost you $100, but you spent only $80, so what happens with the other 20? So it goes into the Nedava box, so it stays there. So that's Moser Chatas, and Moser Asham. So Moser Asham as well, so that's the same thing, like a Stam Asham. If you designated a certain amount of money for the carbon Asham, it turns out that the carbon actually costs less, and therefore you have some money left over. Moser Asham Nazir, and the leftover from an Asham Nazir, again, you designated a certain amount of money for the carbon, turns out the carbon costs less. Rashi explains, why do we list Asham Nazir separately from Asham? And the reason is because a regular Asham is Baal Chet, and Asham Nazir comes to be Matarim in wine. So since the purpose is different, they would have a separate Nedava box. Umosar Asham Mitzora, and also the leftover from Asham Mitzora. And Rashi here explains the reason that we list that separately is because unlike an Asham that's Baal Chet, and unlike an Asham Nazir that's ba to be Matarim in wine, an Asham Mitzora comes to be Matarim Lavo Lakol. It comes to be Matarim to return to the community, and therefore the purpose of it is separate. Umosar Kinim, and the leftover amount of money that's not needed to purchase Kinim. Umosar Minchas Chote, and the leftover amount of money that is used to purchase a minchas chote. So says the Gemara, v'im isa, and if it were the case that if you were menadev, let's say, five lugin, because ein kevel and asachin, that I was able to bring four at one shot and bank the other lug until I accumulated enough to bring it with another carbon, if it was possible for me to bank it, says the Gemara, then liskin shofar achrina kenegan moser nesachin. Then there should have been not six shofros for the nedavos. There should have been a seventh shofar for the nedava, because there should have been a seventh shofar into which the leftover of the nisuch hayayin is deposited. Because if a person ever donates an odd amount of wine, so we should bring what we could bring, and we should put the rest in the nedava box and wait until we could bring it later. So isn't this a raya that yesh keval nisachin, and that we're not going to permit you to bring anything until you have an amount that's appropriate to be brought? So says the Gemara, Sahanach l'nidvas tzibur azli, hani shchichi efshar demitzarfi demar udemar bahadi adadi v'karvi. Says the Gemara, you have no raya from here at all. maybe really it's true that ain keva and asachin. Maybe it's true that there is no keva, and therefore if you donate a weird amount, you could bring part of it today, and then you could bank the rest of it. So why don't I need a separate tzedakah box for the part that I'm banking? So the answer is because these types of nedavas that we're mentioning in Asham or Achatas or the Asham Mitzora, these are not everyday type events, right? They happen only periodically. If somebody needs an Asham, they bring an Asham. But they're not constantly being brought. However, the Yayin is always brought. Why? Because in addition to being Menadev the Yayin, Yayin comes along with most Karbanas. So there's always Karbanas being brought, and so you're never going to have to bank it until some later date and use it. Oh, if there's leftover, it's like, if it's leftover, so you give one log from this directly to the next guy, and the next guy will bring it with his Karban. So it's not necessarily a proof that we can't bank it for another Nisuch. All that this shows us is that you could do the other Nisuch right away, and therefore you don't have to necessarily put it away. Says the Gemara Vayter, so Marava Tashma. So let's try to bring another Raya. So Ezrach, it says from the Pasuk of Ezrach, it says in the Pasuk, says Kola Ezrach Yase Kacha es Eila Lahakrev Ishe Reach Nichoach Lashem. So we're gonna darsh in this Pasuk. Ezrach Melamech Nisnadvin Nisachim. Ezrach teaches me that we can be menadev nesachim. In addition to the nischa yayin that come along with the karbanas, as we've been discussing, you could be menadev nesachim as well. Vikama, and how much can you be menadev? Shloshas lugin, you could be menadev shloshas lugin, three lugin. Uminayim shem ratzel Yosef Yosef. How do you know that if you want to give more than three lugin, you give more than three lugin? Tamalomar, yeah, shows a little bit of flexibility. Yachol lifchos, I might think, oh, so if I have flexibility, not only can I give more than three lugin, but maybe I could even give less than three lugin. So tamalomar kacha. No, it says kacha. It's got to be like this. So we learn from the limiting word that you can't give less than three. So my Yosef, what does it mean that I could give more than three? Ilemar ba v'shisha. So if the chiddush is that I'm allowed to give even four lugin, or I'm allowed to give even six lugin, says the Gemara, that's not a chiddush at all. Why? Why do we assume that the number is three? Why do we assume that you're allowed to be menadev three lugin? Because you bring three lugin along with a certain type of karban. But then it should be pasha that I could give either four lugin or six lugin, because I bring four lugin or six lugin with another type of karban. So there's no chiddush that I could bring either four or six. So says the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Elalav Chamisha. So isn't it apparent that when it says in the Braisa that I'm allowed to give more than three, that I'm allowed to be menadev more than three, it means I'm allowed to be menadev even five? V'shma mina, ein keval and asachin, shma mina. And the reason that I'm allowed to be menadev five is not because I could bring five at one time. I can't bring five at one time because it doesn't correspond to the amount of wine that I would bring with the karban. But what can I do? I could bring either three or four of it, and I could leave the balance for the next time. So here's a raya that ain keval and asachin. So that's a raya that. There we have a raya that ain keval and asachin. Okay. So says the Gemara Vayter. Samaravashi vanan lotnan hachi. But we didn't learn that in the Mishnah. Hang on, you're telling me that ain keval and asachin, and therefore I'm allowed to bring five lugin, and I'm allowed to use either three or four at one shot, and then I'm allowed to bank the rest. That's definitely not true. What do we see in the Mishnah? The Mishnah told us beferish that I'm not allowed to bring two, and I'm not allowed to bring five. I'm allowed to bring either three, four, or six. So what's going on? So says the Gemara. Amaravashi vanan lotnan hachi. Ein misnadvin lug shnayim v'chamisha. So k'toni chamisha domi d'shnayim. Don't we learn that I'm not allowed to bring five the same way we learn that I'm not allowed to bring two? My shnayim d'lo chazu klal, just like two lugin is not fit for anything because there's nothing that requires two lugin. Av chamisha nami d'lo chazu klal. Isn't the implication that five lugin is not fit for anything? It's not that I'm allowed to bring part of it now and then the rest of it later. Our Mishnah tells me I'm not allowed to bring it at all. Says the Gemara, Midiira? No, that's not what the Mishnah says. Hakadisa, Vakadisa. What the Mishnah is telling me is that I can't bring five lugin at one time. Now, it's also true that I can't bring two lugin at one time and I'm stuck because there's nothing that is brought with two lugin, and there's nothing that's brought with less than two lugin. So by two, you're right, it means blanket, I can't bring it. By five, it doesn't necessarily mean blanket, I can't bring it, because what it means to tell me is I can't bring it in one shot. I can't bring it as a five lug unit. But what can I do? I could divide it, and I could bring three or four at one time, and I can bank the rest. Says the Gemara now, three lines up from the bottom. Samar Abaya, imtim sulomar ein kevel and asachin. So if you want to say that ein kevel and asachin, ha ein kevel and asachin, then there is no kevel and asachin. In other words, and what Rashi means to say is, if you want to tell me that ein kevel and asachin, then there's no kasha, right? What the Mishnah means to tell me when it says that I can't bring five, it means that I can't bring it at one time, but obviously I have the liberty of dividing it into an amount that is capable of being brought at one time, and the rest I'm going to bank until later. So I have no kasha. But imtim tzolomar yesh kevel in asachin. However, if you want to tell me that yesh kevel in asachin, that I have to bring everything at one time, then adasara pshitali, until 10, I know what exactly I'm doing. Because what did the Mishnah said? The Mishnah had said that I'm allowed to be menadeh either 3, 4, or 6, or more than 6. So if I'm menadeh more than 6, if I'm menadeh more than 7, so Rashi explains what the Gemara means here, adas or pshitali, it's pashat that I could bring everything at one time, because if I'm menadeh 7, it's 4 plus 3. That's a keves plus an ayil. If I'm a Nadev 8, that's gonna be 4 plus 4. That's 2 Elim. If I'm a Nadev 9, that's gonna be 6 plus 3. That's a Par and a Keves. If I'm a Nadev 10, that's gonna be 6 plus 4. That's gonna be a Par and an Ayil. Now how about 11? So Achad Asar Miboili. So what happens with 11? So my Gavra Lishnei Parim Kamechavein. When the guy is menadev 11 lugin, does he actually intend to be menadev 12, which is the amount that you would bring with two parim, v'adam amalilu lo karvi? And because yesh kevel and asachin, until he fills that quota of 12, we're not going to permit him to bring anything. Odilma l'shnei elim v'keves echa kamakavein. Or maybe when the guy's menadev 11, he is actually mekavein to bring two elim, so it's 4 plus 4 is 8, plus 3 is 11 for the keves, and maybe he means to divide it that way. Odom l'shnei elim v'keves echeka mekavein, trei michan mina v'chad michan mina amrinan olo. So when a person gives a number of 11, is a guy willing to combine only two karbanos, or is he able to combine three? Is he able to combine two of one type and one of a second type? So what's the guy's kavana? Says the Gemara, teku, we have no idea. We don't know. And therefore, you have to be machmir. And probably that means is that you would not bring the nedava until you give another lug. And so that way we're sure it could be divisible into two, equal to the amount of wine that is brought with two parim. Okay, says the next Mishnah now. So Miznad ben Yayin, so we can be Menadev Yayin, that's what we've been talking about for the last half hour. Vei Menad ben Shemen. However, you're not allowed to be Menadev Oil, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Tarfon Omar, Menad ben Shemen. Rabbi Tarfon says, you can be Menadev Shemen. And what do you do when you're Menadev Shemen, by the way? So Rashi points out, the komtso umakdira komets vishira nacholin. So you have to take a kmitza of the oil, and then your makdir, you burn that kmitza of the oil on the mizbeach, and the rest can be eaten. How do you take a komets from oil? Oil is liquid, and the kmitza is done like this with your finger. So two deos. One is that you would pour it out into a kli that was the shear of a komets, and you would do it that way. The other is oil has a lot of viscosity. It's a very viscous liquid, and therefore it congeals. So what you do is you wait until it congeals, and then you could do a komets and put the komets on the mizbeach. Okay, so we see a machlokas in the Mishnah. Can I be menadev shemen? So I'm a Rabbi Tarfa. Mamatzina b'yayin shuba chova banedava af shemen shuba chova banedava. Why should oil be any different than wine? Wine sometimes comes as a chov. It comes because there's a requirement to be menaseh yayin along with a karban, and you could also bring it as an adava. So to oil, even though it comes as a chov, when it's brought with a karban mincha, it should also be able to come with a it should also able to it should also be able to come with a nedava. So parenthetically, this Fasemis over here asks, so we see in the Mishnah there's a machlokas whether a person can be menadev shemen alone, and the ingredients of a mincha are flour and oil. How about, can you be menadev soles alone? Let's say a person says, I just want to be menadev soles, without the shemen. Can a person do that? So the Sfasemes says, even if you say that you could be menadev shemen alone, you still can't be menadev soles alone. Why? Because whenever the psukim talk about soles, they talk about soles in the context of mincha. And therefore, the definition of soles that's mentioned in the pasuk is soles mixed with shemen, because soles is a mincha. So even though the suffix works this way, the suffix doesn't necessarily work the other way. But back in the Mishnah had said, why should shemen be any different than wine? Just like wine can be brought in a dava, so too shemen can be brought in a dava. So Milo Rabbi Kiva, lo, imamrit b'yayin she'kein karavim chavosu b'fnei atzmo, tomer b'shemen she'ein karavim chavosu b'fnei atzmo. Wine, when it's brought with its chov, it's brought by itself. And Rashi points out, afal pishu b'chovim ha-mincha, eina ma'ura b'mincha. The wine is not mixed together with the carbon. The oil is actually bulul with the mincha. So the fact that I could bring wine separately doesn't mean that I could bring oil separately. So therefore, there is no comparison necessarily between oil and wine. Another halacha in the Mishnah, ein shnayim menadven nisaron echad, that two people cannot be mishtatef in one isaron, meaning two people cannot have a shutfus in a carbon mincha. Why do we say that? And the Mefarshim say that this holds true not only for a small mincha of one isaron, this holds true even for a very big mincha, that you can't have a shutfus in a carbon mincha. Why do we use a lashon isaron? Because that's the smallest shear of a mincha. But you could have a shutfus in any other type of carbon, even if the carbon is a single bird. The chiddush here is, even though bird carbonos are usually brought in pairs, still, if you want to be menadev a bird, you could have a shutfus in the bird. It's just the mincha that you can't have a shutfus in. We'll see why in the Gemara. So Amar Rava, so says Rava like this, Medivri Shneim Nilmod, from both of the shitos in the Mishnah we see, menadev adam minchas nesachim b'chol yom, that a person could be menadev a minchas nesachim all day long. In other words, the whole machlokas is, can I bring oil separately? But the question, can I be menadev a mincha? Certainly, you could be menadev a mincha all day long if you'd like. Pshita, it's pashat. Ma'al detema minchas nedava goli berachmana hani chamisha menachos in tfeilo. I might think that the pasuk explicated, the pasuk told me about five different menachos, and Rashi points out those are soles, machvas, marcheshes, chalos, and rekikin. And these types, so only these types of minchas could be brought, but maybe a minchas nesachim cannot be brought. Kamash malon, no. Hani mili bistama, avalecha de parish, parish. That when do we say that these five minchas control? That's only when you say stam mincha. Then it has to be one of these types. But if you want to say that I'm going to bring a minchas nesachim, that's perfectly fine. That you could do whenever you would like. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So ein shnayim is not vin. So two people cannot be menadev a mincha, meaning there cannot be a shutfus in a mincha. So my time, oh, what's the reason? So ilayim mishum dechsev takriv. If it's because it says takriv, which is a lashon yachid, so ola nami yachsev yakriv by a carbon ola, it also says yakriv. Ella ola my time, oh, why are you allowed to have a shutfus by an ola? Dechsev la olo sechem. Because that's a lashon rabim, so it shows that I'm allowed to have a shutfis. I mincha nami yaksev lemincho seichem. Mincha, it also says lemincho seichem, which is a lashon rabim. Ela mishum dechsev ba nefesh. Because it says nefesh. Nefesh is a lashon yachid, meaning the carbon has to come from one person. Tani nami hachi. Rebbe Yomer asher yakriv karbano lechol nidrehem ulechol nidvosam. Asher yakrivu lashem. Hakol ma meshutfes, that everything can be brought beshutfes, lo silik hakosav ela mincha. The pasuk only excludes from this halacha the carbon mincha, shenemar nefesh, because it says nefesh. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Mimneiman Ishtanis Mincha, why is Mincha different? Shenemar Ba Nefesh, because it says Nefesh. So what's the significance? And Tosfos points out that the significance can't simply be to teach me the halacha that a mincha doesn't come b'shutfes, because if the significance were only to teach me that a mincha doesn't come b'shutfes, it could have used another lashon yachid like ish. Why does it use, and usually always the pasuk talks in the lashon of ish. So why does the pasuk specifically use the lashon of nefesh? It's to teach me the following. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi darko lavi mincha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who's accustomed to bringing a korban mincha? Ani, it's an ani, a very poor person. Mala ani alav, kilu ikriv nafsho. And therefore, if the poor person goes out of his way to bring a korban mincha, I'm going to view it as if he is giving his life. Why by mincha are there five methods of preparing it with oil? So mashal amelech basar v'dam shasalo oavo suda v'yodeh b'shu ani. Why? Because let's say you have a king, and the king's friend wants to prepare a suda for the king. But the king's friend is a very poor individual. So the king's friend is not going to be able to prepare a royal banquet. So the king tries to make him feel good. But the king will say, Amar lo, aseli min chamishas mine tigun kadei she'en emimcha. Why don't you make me these five different types of dough fried in oil so that I could have hana from you? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to make greater. He's trying to call attention to and to embellish the carbon that the ani is bringing in recognition that he's so poor, yet he still wants to bring the carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have these five special ways of preparing a carbon mincha. Okay, Hadron Alach HaMenachas Vanasachim. Now we're going to begin the 13th perek of the Masechta. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah like this, Hare Alai Isaron. If a person says, I have to bring an Isaron, which is the minimum shear for a mincha, Yavi Echad, he has to bring one. Esronos, if a person says, I am taking upon myself to bring Esronos, Yavi Shnayim, then he should bring two, because Mia Tesronos Shnayim. Okay, Perashti, Ve'ena Yadea Ma Perashti. The guy says like this, I made a neder, I made a nedava that I'm going to bring a certain amount of carbonos mincha, but I forgot how many esronos I said I was going to bring in my carbon. So then, yavi shishim isaron, so says the Mishnah, then you have to bring 60 esronos. Why? And Rashi points out, because there is no mincha that's greater for a yachid than 60 esronos, because what we saw yesterday was that by a korban sibur, it's possible to have a mincha of up to 61 as isaron, but a yachid is always a little bit on a lower level than the sibur. So even though the sibur can have up to 61, the yachid can only have up to 60. And Rashi says, so if he intended 60 isronos, then great. So he brought a mincha of 60 isronos. And what if he intended less? How's he allowed to bring a mincha of 60 isronos? Rashi says, not a big deal, because the amount of isronos that are the amount that he intended should be l'shum neder. That's his neder. And the rest goes l'shum nedava. Okay. Says the Mishnah now, next case. Harelai mincha. If a guy says, stam, I want to bring a mincha, yavi asia sheyirtze. Then he could bring whichever one he wants. And Tosfos points out, it means whichever one of the five menachos he wants, and these are soles, machvas, marcheshes, chalos, rekikin. However, Tosva says he does not mean a minchas nesachim, because even though we said earlier that a person is menadev a minchas nesachim all day, however, if a person says stam mincha, he means a mincha that comes on its own and not only a mincha that accompanies a karban. So if a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha stam, he could bring whichever one of the five he wants. Rabbi Yudam or Yavi minchas asoles. No, he has to bring a mincha of soles, shimi yuchedesh abimnachos, because it's the best of the karbanos mincha. Mincha o mina mincha, if he says mincha or mina mincha, yavi achas, he has to bring one karban mincha. Minachos o min minachos, Yavishnayim, because miyot menachos is shnayim. Perashti, veni adea ezemen perashti. If he says, I committed to bringing beneder a certain number of korbanos mincha, but I forget how many I was menader to bring. So yavi Chamishtan. That he has to bring then all five. Because he doesn't know whether he said he was going to bring two of them or three of them or four of them, so he's got to bring all five of them, all five types of mincha. Perashti mincha shel esronim. Let's say the guy says, "I said I was going to bring a mincha of a certain number of esronim, veini adei akame perashti, and I don't know how many esronim I said I was going to bring. Yavi shisha misaron. He has to bring 60 isaron. And again, Rashi points out that if he really intended for less than 60, then it's fine, because the amount that he intended would be beneder, and the rest of it would be benedava. We'll see in the Gemara why this is different from the second case that we mentioned in the Mishnah, which seems to be awfully similar. And Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, to finish up the Mishnah, Yavi menachos shel esronos me echad vad shishim. That if the guy used this lashon of mincha shel esronim, it's not enough to bring a mincha of 60 esronos. What you have to do is you have to bring karbonos mincha in the amount of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way up to 60. Because we don't know what the guy intended. Why in the world would you have to do that? So Rashi explains, it's in the first wide line, Rebbe Yomer, Kagon Diyomer Mincha, Mashma Chada, Alma Bekli Echad Kava. The reason that you have to bring it is because when the guy says, what's the difference between this case and the first case that we mentioned in the Mishnah? The first case was where he just said Esronos, and he doesn't know how many he needs to bring. Here he says Mincha. Mincha means a self-defined carbon mincha that comes in a kli. So what's the big deal that it comes in a kli? V'myavi shishim b'kli echad, and if you were to bring 60 esronos in one kli, shema basar me'achinoder, maybe you intended to be menader less than that. V'avi mincha yisera, and it's going to be extra. V'isle l'rebi kviyusu demana milsa. And Rebbe holds that the kli is actually koveya, the mincha. Hilkach yavi shisha menachos. In other words, that the kli has to be the right size according to Rebbe. You can't say, oh, let me bring it in a 60 yisaron kli, and if I actually intended that it's 40, then it's good. No, it's not good, because if you wanted to bring a mincha 40 yisaron, you have to bring it in a kli that's the size of 40 yisaron. Hilkach yavi shisha menachos me'echad ve'ad shishim. Chadash el yisaron, v'chadash el shtayim, v'chadash el shlosha, v'chadash el abah, ve'ad shishim. Tevadei chadim in another, ve'inach nedava. Because certainly if he brings from 1 to 60, one of the menachos is going to satisfy his neder, and the rest can be brought benedava. Says the Gemara, you told me in the Mishnah that if I said I'm going to bring an Isaron, then I have to bring one Isaron. Hello, that's Pashat, Pshita. Says the Gemara, Isronos Yavishtayim Itzrichalei. Well, I needed to tell me that if I said Isronos, then I bring two. So Hanami Pshita. Says the Gemara, that's also Pashat. Says the Gemara, no, that's not Pashat, because Miat Isronos Shnayim Itzrichalei. What we learn from here is that Miat Isronos Ishtayim, that when the guy says two, what he actually means is two. Okay, says the Gemara a little bit weiter. So Perashti v'nei dea mashe Perashti. If he said, I said Isronos, but I don't know how many I said. So yavi shishim isaron. Then he has to bring 60 isaron. So mantana, who is the who is this tana? Because the second case in the Mishnah seems to be pretty similar to the last case in the Mishnah. So who's this tana? So says the Gemara. Amar Chizkia delo karebi. It's not like Rebbe. De'i Rebbe, because if it was Rebbe, Rebbe had said that kvias kli is milsa, that the kvias of the kli is important. And if it was Rebbe, and the guy said, I was menader a certain number of esronos, we wouldn't be able to tell the guy put everything in a 60 yisaron kli, because Rebbe's the one who said in the seif of the Mishnah that the mincha has to be put in a kli. That's the appropriate size for the amount of esronos. So mantamar chizkiyah delo karebi di Rebbe amar yavi minochos ad is shal esronos miyachad ve'ad shishim, because Rebbe said that kvias kli is milsa, and therefore you would have to bring separate karbonos mincha ranging in size from one yisaron up to 60 esronos. So Rebbe Yochanan Amar, Rebbe Yochanan says, no, afilu tema Rebbe. Maybe we could say that the second case in the Mishnah is even going like Rebbe, but Omer perashti esronos avalokavatim bekli. The Maisi shishim esronos b'shishim mane. So in other words, so the second case in the Mishnah maybe is where the guy said, I said it's Ronos, but I never committed to bring it in a certain size kli. So what should he do now? So Rebbe still holds that you need an appropriate size kli, but what you could then do is you could bring 60 separate one Isaron Karbanos Mincha in a kli of one Isaron. However, where the guy says, I was Koveya kli, but I forget what kli I was Koveya, then you're stuck because you need to make sure to bring the right size kli. Now you have to bring kalim of one Isaron, two Isaron, two Isaronos, three, all the way up to 60. So that's the difference between the second case in the Mishnah and the last case in the Mishnah. So we'll leave off here. The rabbi is back, God willing, tomorrow. Mm-hmm.